Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here we are during the bye week, sitting down with the coach, Coach Belichick, and you guys finish up the regular season 13-3. And I know there's a lot of work to be done, but how proud of your team?
It was really a good year in that respect. Scott, started off 2-2.
Yeah.
Went 11-1 the rest of the way. It's hard to win 13 games in this league, and these guys really grounded out, especially after not really being where we wanted to be, let's call it, at the end of September. But team's very resilient. They're tough. They compete every day, and we got better. And that's really the key to a long season in the NFL, is continuing to improve.
I want to go back to that stretch in September where you did start 2-2. Things have changed in the National Football League. I think you've adapted really well as to what you can and what you can't do in camp, and sort of how September's, and you've talked about being an extension of the preseason. What changed from that point in September that improved your team the most to allow you to win 11 of the next 12?
I think it's just a day-by-day process. I don't think there was any one switch that got flipped. Just, everybody doing a little better job, a little better coaching, a little better playing, a little more consistency. The three units coming together, playing complementary football, offense, defense, special teams, and it's just been kind of inch by inch. I don't think you can make that kind of progress in one day or one weekend. But over the course of time and continuing to work hard and compete on the practice field, that those things transfer to the game. And, we've been able to play at a decent level here for a while.
You've lucked out, too, with weather, I think, throughout the course of the year. Yet last week, a little Arctic chill here. You took the team outside to practice. How much did that prepare you and get you ready for what transpired on Sunday to be one of the coldest games in Foxborough?
We did kind of luck into that. I think Thursday's weather was very similar to what Sunday afternoon's was. So the time was about the same. The weather was similar. And it just gave us, I think, an opportunity to feel what it was like, the wind, the cold, the ball handling. But the wind was certainly a factor in the game as it was in practice. And a lot of the balls carried kind of similarly to what they did on the Thursday practice setting. So that was good, and we were able to teach from that film, the practice film, and had some similar situations come up in the game.
How big of a week is this for your team? Because really it's about you. You don't know who you're playing yet, but as far as getting a lot of the guys healthy who have been out, maybe this week helps them, and also correcting some things and fixing some things and maybe installing some new things.
Yes, all of the above. I think this is a really good opportunity for our team to improve. And we need to take advantage of the time that we have and be able to play our best game next Saturday night. That's really what it comes down to, is doing everything we can to optimize our performance next Saturday night, whoever that's against. And as you said, there are a lot of things that we can work on this week that are just about us. Doesn't matter who we play. We just need to be able to do a good job with our execution or handle the situations that come up and prepare for those.